שמי יושב בסקיל חוסו, פרק י"ג, למד ג' הוצאת התקע מן השקע, taking out a plug from the socket. בשעה שזרם החשמל מופסק, מותר להוציא את התקע שגם בימות החול רגילים להוציאו מדי פעם מן השקע, או לעשות פעולה דומה במתק כדי שהאור לא ידלג עם חיבורו מחדש של זרם החשמל. אלא שיש לעשות כן לאחר יד, כגון מרפא, כדי להימנע מטלטול מוקצה בידיים. וצורך גדול, מותר אף להכניס את התקע לשקע, כמובן כלאחר יד, כדי לאל, כדי שהאור ידלק עם חיבור זרם החשמל. עם זאת, יש לשאול שאלת חכם הבקי בדינים האלה. So I read the whole paragraph in one go, and now we'll explain it. So if we were discussing time switch on Shabbos, right? And generally on time switch on Shabbos, we said that we are allowed to prolong an action, right? So if now the light is on and you want it to remain on for longer, you can press a button on the time switch to make it stay on for longer. If it now off and you want it to go on later, you can prolong the off as well. So you're delaying an action from happening. We said that's like sogeret hadelet bifnei haner, right? Because you're just preventing the wind from blowing it off, but you're not causing any action to happen. We also said that if you have an action happening by the time switch, the following action you can also bring forward, because that's davar shelo ba la'olam. Right? That's what we said. Now, he's talking about something else. He says, if you have, there's no power going to the refrigerator, taking in the refrigerator, for example, okay? No power going to the refrigerator, let's say, and for whatever reason, you will need to pull it out, okay? Or a heater for that matter, and it's now nice and hot, and you don't want more heat, and now the time switched it off for those hours, and you want to pull it out, so it won't start again, okay? And therefore he says that you're allowed to take it out. Why? First of all, it's not boine or make bapatish, because it's something that you normally put in and out, like kos shel prakim. The same as a cup that folds. You can fold it and open it, and you're not making a clean out, because that's the way you use that cup. The same of it, like kos shel prakim, you'll be allowed to do the same.
Not still electric current running, even though it's off? Which you're breaking now?
Well, there's nothing which is... The potential of the flow of electrons is there, but as long as you don't, if there's nothing consuming it, there's no flow. The potential is there, but the flow is not actually there, unless if there's something that takes flow, like we'll see later in a phone, the old phones, the ones that had that were cordless ones had power coming to them separately, and you were allowed to pull those out of the plug on Shabbos if you didn't want you were afraid that someone is going to call and it's going to make a noise. Yeah, you're allowed to pull them, but the ones which were which were consuming some electricity from the socket itself, from the phone socket itself, then those you were not allowed to. Okay, so and in this case, you want to prevent, let's say, you want to prevent it from going back on, you'll be allowed to do it. However, because the thing itself is mukzeh, you have to do it b'shinui. So you're doing trei derabonon, yeah? The action itself, if it would happen, would be derabonon, and you're doing it the mukzeh, yeah? The only thing you have over here is mukzeh, and therefore you'll do it b'shinui. Okay, so the mukts itself is derabanon, and the way you're doing it is another derabanon, three derabanon. In the case where you have a need, you can do that. ובשעת צורך גדול, here he already calls for צורך גדול, מותר להכניס את התקע לשקע, וכמובן כי לאחר יד, כדי שהאור ידלק עם חיבור זרם החשמל. Okay, here, it's different, you can do it like a grommet, במקום הפסד גדול, you would be allowed to do it because you're doing it by way of grom, and it's going to only go on later. Okay?
I mean, also in England, the switch on the plug.
Sorry?
The switch on the plug would have the same din.
Switch?
Switch. On, off on the side of the plug.
Ah, on the side of it, you mean? Yeah, it's the same as pulling out the switch in, if the energy is then off. Yeah? That's an important point. So you gotta be. There is one case on this. Uh, on in Rishon Gimel when someone allow to let the goy take out the pot from Tanurei Bet Achorev where they would hide it in a place where it's just keeping it lukewarm or even less than that, just where it's not heating anymore, right? He's taking it out of there and he puts it on the top that later when they will fire the fireplace in order to get heat in the place, they will also do the food, yeah? But he says over there that Israel is not allowed to do it, yeah? Israel is not allowed to put it up over there. Here will be the here. It's different from that, yeah, because there he's doing the b'maise in the food itself. Here he's not doing a maise in the food itself. He's doing just a maise on the switch, not on the thing itself. Only not plug a socket. Now, nora chashmalit kivan lamedaled kivan shebederech klal nisheret bebet ha-menora zman rav. אין כל היתר להכניסה וגם לא להוציאה, אף בשעה שזרם החשמל מופסק. Okay, so if you have a bulb, although it looks like you're doing the same action, right? You're just preventing it from going back on. And it's also a mukze, right? However, this is already not something that normally you, every time you put in and out. You just fix it over there and you hope you will never take it out. The only reason you take it out is because it burned and you need to put a new one. Otherwise, you never want to take it out, right? And therefore, that will be a big difference because that means it's not like kosher prakim. It's something you take apart and put together, take apart
some
and put together.
A lot of plugs you put in and don't take out. What? A lot of plugs you put in.
Yeah, but for once a while, you pull out the plug. It's a normal thing to pull out the plug. As opposed to a bulb, you only take it out if you need to fix something or something is broken. But otherwise, you don't touch it. Okay? Or if you want to order another one, you need to look at what says on it. But it's not something you would normally do. Now, we have a situation like this. Someone set up his Shabbos Zayger, but he forgot, you know, they have a small button to move it from weekday to Shabbos mode, or from off to weekday, or whatever you want, or to Shabbos, I mean, whatever he wants to do. So what does he do then? Hechin et shon ha-shabbat lehafsik et zerem ha-chashmal b'sha'a mesuyemet. אבל שכח לכוון את המתג אשר על ידיו השעון מחבר ומדליק את זרם החשמל בשעה קבועה. Right, so he forgot to move that thing. Here again, it's only בשעת צורך גדול, not in a regular case. Only בשעת צורך גדול, מותר בשבת להעביר את המתג למצב של שבת. Basically, what this causes, similar almost, to the time switch where you cannot bring backwards, right? Make an action happen in here. If he does that, he's going to actually make an action happen in that way. Later on.
Cars nowadays, it's when it's one, it's on all the time. The other one, it's on Shabbos mode. That means
you have three good positions.
No, wait, I'm not two.
No, I know. The Grizzlin ones, you have three positions. Right. You have one, clock, zero.
Yeah.
Now, if it's on off, it depends. They have on those clocks three connections. A common in the middle, a normally closed, and a normally open. So the zero could be on will be on a normally closed and off on a normally open, and the one will be on. So it depends on which one you put it. But generally speaking, if you are now in a state where it's not on the Shabbos mode, okay, whether it's a zero on one, as long as you're not gonna cause any action now to happen only later, it will happen. You're doing gromer b'makom tzorech gadol. That's the idea. So maybe it's mukze, it's gromer, of makom tzorech gadol. Okay? Right? בשעת צורך גדול מותר בשבת להעביר את המתג למצב של שבת, ויעשה כן באופן שונה, does it בשינוי, okay? וכפי שרגיל לעשות בימות כל אחר יד. בלבד שהשעון יהיה מופעל גם בלי כיוון המתג ופעולת המתג אינה באה אלא לאפשר קיבוי החשמל על ידי השעון, ויקפיד על כך שלא לעשות כן בשעה קבועה לכיבוי או אחרי כן, כי אז ייפסק זה החשמל מיד עם כיוון המתג. ואם כיוון המתג גורם להפסקה זמנית של פעולת החשמל, אין כל היתר לכוונו, לא בשבת ולא ביום טוב. So he says, the way he does it, first of all, he has to make sure that his action doesn't cause anything to happen right now. Okay? And we know on okay, I will say in a minute, and he will be careful to do it, that it's not causing anything else. Yeah, it's only causing it to go on off and not causing it immediately. We know that we said we cannot bring forward an action, but Rav Avadia Yosef says that if you want to need lezorach mitzvah, let's say for limud Torah, to go to learn Torah, to go to shul, or anything like this that you need to do, or people need to learn here, people need to daven here, so you're allowed to bring it backwards as well, but you have to make sure that it's not on the last bit that it may or no may not go on straight away or off straight away. Yeah, that's something that you need to pay attention. So here again, as well, you have to be, if you're doing it, you got to be careful with that. Now, אסור לתקן מפסק ביטחון או פקק ביטחון להרימו או להחליפו משום איסור מקל בפטיש. You're now allowed to lift off a circuit breaker or to replace a fuse, the wire in a fuse. Okay, because all this is מקל בפטיש. Again, even the circuit breaker is not something that you every time take down, put down and off. You normally leave it up and only take it down if you need to do something specifically with electrics over there or if it fails. Otherwise, you don't really touch it. לכתחילה, someone prefers that from the time he installs it, as long as he lives in the house, he doesn't want to touch it. That's what לכתחילה someone wants, right? Other stuff I use, then you can. This not. And therefore, you're not allowed to fix those because it's מקל בפטיש. ואסור לעשות כן גם אם אין הזה עומד להיות מחובר מיד עם התיקון או ההחלפה. It has nothing to do with when it's going to start or stop. Yeah, it has to do with the מקל בפטיש over here. Okay, now, דינים שונים, בניין אש וחשמל בשבת ביום טוב. Different דינים about fire and electricity and Shabbos. So first of all, it starts with שם היתה. Is there a שם היתה or not? When you have, we know that in Agmorah, we're not allowed to sit and learn to, if we have a candle, yeah, oil candle, whatever, the thing with a wick on it, yeah, those with a wick, that you can extend the wick or decrease.
Extinguish.
You have a wick and you're pulling it up and down, up and down. Up you get more fire, down you get less, right? So he says, however, an electric light switch מותר לקרוא בשבת ביום טוב לאורה של מנורה חשמלית שניתן לשנות את דרגת עוצמת האור שלה, יש לה מיני אור או מעמעם. Whether it has a button that changes different or a dimmer or anything like this, yeah? That's right, המעמעם is a dimmer. ואין חוששים שמה ישנה את עוצמת האור. Here you're not worried that maybe it will change the level of the light. Why? Why you not choshish over here? Because when it comes to a wick, the problem is not that he will want now more light or less light. The problem is the wick sometimes doesn't burn nicely. So you're taking more out because the top part is missing, part is burnt, part is already like charcoal. And it doesn't. And then that's when you need more, you want to get more light to get the light because now it's actually stopping. An electric one, you don't have to worry. It's always lights the same. So if it was like this, you don't know if someone is going to go and now enlarge the fire. This he will know he's not allowed to do. But when it's like this, it's almost off. You know, because he needs a bit more. That. In any event, he says, "V'tov yaseh mechaseh et hametek shela mibe'od yom." Okay, so katchila, if he can, if he cover it. Like we do in the blech, like we do with a lot of people put those on the light switch. They have that thing, L'chobet Shabbos Koidesh, you know, that the stick on it. So it's a good thing to have. My parents used to take cello tape and tape it.
You're saying dafke dimmer, and a light which is only on and off. There's no chashash to say that the person will
no, it says, change it. No, it's whether the dimmer or light, you allowed both of them. Yeah. Ah, and a regular light, you mean of on. No, I said it's a minag. It's a nice minag to put in the cover. Okay.
No,
we're only choshish
on
the
dimmer.
What's he saying? It's a
choshish. You're not choshish on the dimmer either. I said you're not choshish on the dimmer. You're choshish on a candle, on a oil candle which has a wick, and the wick can become a bit charcoal and then you need, but otherwise en choshishin, you're not worried about it. It's okay to do it. He says, however, it's a good deed to go and cover the buttons. Yeah, it's a good minhag to do. Now is opening a window in front of candles, right? Lamed chet, במקום שרוח מנשבת. אסור לפתוח דלת או חלון כנגד נר דולק, שם הרוח תחבאו. ואסור לעשות כן, בין בשבת, בין ביום טוב, אף בשעה שאין מנשבת הרוח. So to open the window in front of a door, in front of a burning candle, when you know that it's a place where there's normally wind, even if this moment, this second, there's no wind, but you open it, you know the wind could come soon enough and blow it off, then you should not open that window in front of it. So in other words, don't put on Friday the candles in a playway. If you open the door, the window will blow it off, because then you won't be able to open that window or door. אך מותר לסגור את הדלת ואת החלון שכנגד הנר. So I said, that's המשכת מצב בשבת. In this case, everyone agrees that is allowed. Okay? And as I'm saying in this case, because here, he's handling the door and he's not touching anything to do with a candle or the fire or the oil or anything like this. And no one will claim in this case that it's considered Musif Shemen Laner when he's causing something not to blow off and continue going. Okay? As long as he's not actioning on the item itself. Okay? Which is a claim again when you're doing it on a tap, for example, opening, closing, or whatever, and something else on the other side, so it's koach sheni, you're not doing the action on that. It's the same if you're doing the action and you're not doing it on the thing that's handling the energy. Okay, you're bringing water in, you're causing it after it will go off, after the timer will kick it in, it will remain on for longer, but you didn't handle anything on the energy itself. You handled something which is completely separate. Okay, the Shabbos Kilchos and Perak Aleph Yerok Uflamedei, he calls it Gromme Bekoach Sheini, yeah? Just the action itself, yeah? With the tap. Okay, anyway. So, then we said, you're allowed to close the door and the window, which is כשכנגד הנר, כדי שלא יחבא מחמת הרוח. ובלבד שיסגרם בין האחת, he does it, because if he does it fast, he may blow it off himself, not even paying attention. כדי שלא יחבא הנר על ידי הסגירה, ואם אין הרוח מנשבת, מותר בשעת הצורך. So if, even if the place where it could, but again, it's a place where you really need it, and the wind is definitely not blowing. For example, it's hot, very hot in the room. ככון שחד מאוד בחדר. לפתוח את הדלת החלון כנגד הנר הדולק, והוא שיפתחם בנחת. ולעת לנו במה שפתיחת הגרמת גורמת להבהוב. כלומר, לעלייה וירידה של הלהבה, היא מנה גורמת להעברה היתרה של השמן או השבה, רק לשינוי צורת הלהבה. He says, however, if it only makes the light a bit play, you know, move. The flame is just moving from place, fine. But if you know that it's now, like, there was lack of oxygen in the room, but by what you're doing, you added oxygen, now you're making it ignite, you add into the fire, and this you should not do. Otherwise, you will be allowed to do that. Okay, let's do the Lametet with the air conditioning. אמיר אלנוכרי, בימות הקיץ החמים, כשהחום מעיק על האדם, מותר לומר לנוכרי להפעיל את המעברר, וינטלטור, או את המזגן, והוא הדין, כשהמזגן מקרר את הבית והקור מפריע לבני הבית, הרי כשאין אפשרות אחרת למנוע את הקור, מותר לומר לנוכרי להפסיק את פעולת המזגן. Right? So, in the summer, when you're very hot, you're allowed to tell a goy to switch on your air conditioning. Okay, or when it's too cold and the cold disturbs, you can tell the goy to stop the air conditioning. So we know about heating that kulanu cholim etzel atzina. We all considered cholim when it comes to cold. We all considered cholim. However, if it's we say the same about air conditioning, that in the hot, we also, it makes us weak, and we allow to, that's what Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Okay? And therefore, you'll be allowed to tell the goy to put the air conditioning on or off.
Not weak and stronger. You're not allowed to increase or decrease. A goy is allowed to increase or decrease the...
Yeah, Mimele, if he can switch it on and off, he can definitely increase or decrease the temperature. However, Reb Moshe Feinstein says that no, that you cannot. Reb Moshe Feinstein was asked the question. Reb Moshe Feinstein said that you cannot switch on the air conditioning. He does not look at switching on the air conditioning the same as we have it, that we cholim etzel atzino. He says it's only for tzino, it's not for heat. Yeah, there's a long discussion over there. If the If about the air conditioning, yeah, if you can be in the room without it, there's some parts that you can take, go, you put the light on, you can use it if you could read without it, because you do without it, you can do with it, yeah? And this, he says, it's not the same. There's a lot of other stuff you cannot tell the goy, and you can do without, and you can do with. And he said, and this one you can. That's the Maaser Moshe's psak. The Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you can. Okay? Talking about switching on the air conditioning when people are hot. You know, it's just mainly for chevre to say, ah, Rav Shlomo Moshe says that you're allowed to make a cup of tea in Kli Shlishi, yeah, with a tea bag. So I'm doing it as a tea bag. So if you're going by Moshe, are you going to also not switch on the air conditioning when you by the guy when you're going to be hot? Or here you're going to say, okay, Rav Shlomo Zalman allows, come on, Rav Shlomo Zalman allows, that kind of thing. No. I'm not judging any of them. I'm just bringing up the question. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Umikol makom. Ah, now. Mayim anotfim min hamazgan. Arei mukze ba'asurim betiltul. Interesting subject. Maybe I'll bring about the big voice in the end. Mayim anotfim min hamazgan. Arei mukze ba'asurim betiltul. Yeah. If the water is dripping from the air conditioner. And therefore it's mukze. Why it's mukze that water?
It's
Noilad. Noilad. Because this water was vapor in the air. The air, correct, condensation. It reached the dew point and it then condensed into water. Right? Now, is this called dew? Is this called this liquid is called dew? It's called water. It's completely something new. That's a different subject. It has to do with mikvois. In a minute, וגם אסור לשים בשבת או ביום טוב כלי תחת מקום הוצאה מהמזגן כדי שיפלו לתוכו, כי יש בזה משום מבטל ביטול כלי מי חנו, one of the mukzes, right? And מבטל כלי מי חנו. If you take in a plate, and you put on a plate something which is mukze, now you cannot use this plate. It's like you broke this plate now, because you cannot use it on Shabbos, because it has mukze on it. That's מבטל כלי מי חנו, and therefore you know be allowed. אבל מותר לו להניח כלי תחת המים הנוצבים ובתנאי שקודם נתינת הכלי ייתן בו דבר מותר בטלטול שלא יתקלקל במים כגון כף או מזלג שכן מותר לטלטל את הכלי יחד עם המזגן ביחד עם הדבר המותר בטלטול. So if you put a fork inside, then a fork is definitely more important than the water, and therefore it's כלי שבסיס לדבר אסור והמותר. There's something on it which is מוקצה, something which is not מוקצה. The same as we do with a plate if we eat, let's say, seeds, and we want to put the shells inside the plate before to put it in the bin, the right thing is to put a few seeds which are not fresh, new seeds, and in other words, not used, not open, not the shells only.
Can I put a bit of water in there beforehand?
What?
Can I put a bit of regular water in there beforehand?
In what? In
if it's leaking, for example, can I put a bucket and put a bit of water in there beforehand? That's something that's...
You're destroying that water, you're not going to use that water anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's not the same. You put something that you're not going to destroy, then it has more chashivus. Yeah, normally it should be more, it should be more chashuv than what you put inside. Okay? ומכל מקום, he says, however, אם הטיפות נוטפות בחדר במקום ששוהים שם בני אדם והמים מלכלכים את החדר, מותר לשים כלי כדי לקלוט את הטיפות, ואם מתמלא הכלי, אף מותר לשפוך את המים ולהחזיר את הכלי לקלוט עוד מים. So in מקום, when you have a case of צורך, חכמים do not hold it against you and say, well, live in Shabbat in a dirty house, because the only reason we did the prohibition of mukzeh is for people to have comfort on Shabbat. For people not to do Shabbat like on a weekday and destroy their Shabbat. But if this is going to destroy Shabbat by the water going on the floor, we're not forbidding it. Now, what I said about water from the Mazgan, so the question is like this. And mikvois, you have to do, the mikveh has to be done bidei shamayim, right? The psulim, mayim sheuvim, right? Or mayim that were brought by a power of a person.
Ice, and they put ice in
there. Yeah, that all that becomes yeah. So there's a question about ice. If you take water and freeze it into ice, if it becomes something new now, as a different name, it's something new, and then when it becomes water again, it's already something, davar chadash, you have something new over here, and therefore you will be able to at least, if not directly, then b'amshoch, of shlosh tefochim, let it go into the mikveh, yeah, but even more, less, more makel from this is snow. Because snow was never, whatchamacallit, some say they can bring the snow on a flat surface, not to put it into kli. It is not, whatever Lamai says, not all the poskim agree with it, and therefore we run away from solutions like this. Only when we have no choice whatsoever, it's a place where there's no mikveh whatsoever, and there's no way to do it, you would bring snow or something like this, and do it meanwhile until we're going to get the rain, or in places where there's never rain, etc. I was considering, can I take a air conditioner? In other words, take a heat pump and have the condenser outside, put inside the mikveh the coil, the air conditioning coil, and have some ventilation coming into the room so there's always fresh air inside there. Okay, and maybe even warm up a bit the air so it can hold more moisture. Okay, and then that air conditioning coil inside the mikveh just take the air, take the humidity from the air, liquefy it, and now you're filling up a mikveh with it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maximum, do it on top of the bowl, so you can have again. I'm sure if you want to do also like that. Yeah. Lemaise, I found that Rav Elyoshiv said that. It could be that we can't rely on something like this because maybe it's not. He was talking about my trick about just doing it from an air conditioner. The first problem is that there's a kli at the bottom, and yeah. And maybe there is problem of shuvim over there. So I'm taking everything, all the out of the equation, and the fact that it's avayatol betuma, avayatol betuma is also a problem. So we're gonna put it make hamshoche. And I solved that problem, and now I'm going to have the water coming down. So it's water coming down, which is a majority of that water, vast majority of that water comes definitely from the sea. Okay, that water that evaporates, and with the wind, the water flows around. We would not be able to survive, yeah, if we would not have the humidity in the air, we could not breathe. We need the humidity.
I don't understand why it's considered double chodesh.
No.
No. The humidity is there always.
It's not about Dovah Chodesh, Adar Rabbi. Maybe it's not. No. The question is, what is this called? Is this called water? We need to do mikveh mayim. Yeah? It has to be mikveh mayim. Okay? So mikveh mayim has to be mayim. Is this water or not water? What is it, this thing that comes there? Is that water or is something else? Is it cold water? Called you? Is it, or it's called just, you know, whatever. I know, something new that we invented, Meimazgan. It did not exist then. If the temperature drops and the dew forms naturally is one thing. Maybe it's dew. But this water is not dew. It's something I formed. I made myself. Does it have a new name? Maybe it's not Mayim at all, and therefore it cannot be toivel it at all. That's the Rav Elyoshiv's taken it from what I understood. So he took away my trick. So we reached Mem.